Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
You're with Open House across Australia tonight. It's the ABC that's best known for screening period dramas, but Channel 7 has ventured into the territory with a new show called Downton Abbey for the last few weeks. Mark Hadley, our TV critic, avoided it at first. I'd be with you, mate.
Yeah, it was a bit of a worry.
But now you're hooked.
Yeah, actually, just before we start, I want to say that both Lee and I are actually confirmed period drama fanatics. Oh, and that little two-second space that came in before, that was because Lee was telling me about all the films he likes
That's
to see.
That's right, yeah. It doesn't take long, does it?
Well, listen.
So you avoided this
at
first.
I was suspicious as anything because, look, when you see... Look, I've worked for all of the commercial networks, so it's cards down. I know the people who are there. When you see a period drama, generally speaking, we're talking about a sort of a bit of a upstairs, downstairs, buxom wench. Things like that, a little bit of fooling around, you know, with the staff, and you expect that it's going to go that way quickly. And this is just not it. I was really surprised because Downton Abbey was getting some good reviews overseas, but I was just, this is a lesson to the ego for me because
a humble man.
Oh, well, I'm just going to say that, anyone who ever, if you sort of hang around reviewers, don't hold too much respect for them because they're just like you. And the truth is that sometimes they wait around to their friends actually start telling, you really should be paying attention to the series. So I did.
From what I've seen, it seems to be quality in terms of its production values. But what changed your mind? Tell us about it's about.
I'll give people a potted history. Yeah. Basically, we're looking at a turn of the century piece, or turn of the 20th century piece. So, if you like, there's this the Crawley family who are, the Lord Grantham is the head of the Crawley family. They have an estate in England, and they're at that period of history, English history, where the whole class system is going to dissolve. Now, they can't really see it yet because what's coming up is World War One, and World War One is one of those great sort of large historical events that really did put pay to the social system, in England. It changed it irrevocably. Yeah. Mm. And so you have this sort of great stately mansion, you have the upper classes, and you have then the servant, or supportive classes underneath that, and clear divisions between them. And what happens is that Lord Grantham's heir, in fact his first and second heirs, both die on the Titanic. And suddenly he finds himself in a situation where he's got no one to inherit. And then they find who the next heir is, and it happens to be a sort of a third cousin who's a solicitor who has no respect really for traditional class systems, and lo and behold, there you have this clash of worlds that begins.
Tell us about this character, Carson, who's the new heir.
Oh, no, actually, now he's not. Sorry, I might have mixed you up earlier. Carson is probably, for me, the most interesting character in the series, but he's the butler.
Right.
Okay, so you've got this fellow called Carson. Now, Carson's played by Jim Carter. There's a lot of classic British actors and actresses in there. Maggie Smith and Hugh Bonneville and the others are all in there. So it's brilliant to watch if only for that. But Carson is this sort of to be feared, to be respected butler. He's the sort of guy who would just give you a look. And I know if you're a kid, you just stop in your tracks. Wow. If you're a servant, it has the same sort of effect. And he represents everything there is to know about service. So he is the stolid family butler who's always been there, who epitomises what service is about. And he works as the foil for that age which is passing away. So the series is really all about a problem with service.
Interesting.
Well, I looked at it and I love this sort of stuff. Unashamedly, if your husband's in the room and he's shaking his head going, who is this nutter? Punch him in the arm now because I'm a big fan of Emma.
And you're a man.
And I'm a man. I've got boys and hopefully they'll grow up to love Jane Austen too.
But look, Mr. Darcy.
Okay, I've dug a big enough grave now. But look, that said, the whole problem about this series is that, it's a great series, it's great to watch, but it's really a modern mindset evaluating something at the period which was not disrespected. So if we look down now and we see Carson going on about the values of service, But from the modern viewer's point of view, we're always given the behind-the-scenes part of it, if you like. So we see Carson really being a bit of a, in some respects, a bit of a pathetic figure. In other respects, one who doesn't really understand his lords and masters like we do, because we've got the behind-the-scenes. They're not actually a great family. They're not actually worthy of his esteem, even though he's a respected person. And really, this is just something undermining the idea that somebody else would devote their life to the service of another person.
And we have to say there's something very Christian about that, about servanthood.
Yeah, but here's the confusion, okay? And I don't think I can say this enough. When I talk to even Christians, you talk to them about the notion of service, they feel a bit queasy, a bit like unsure, because we're living in the age of individuality. And we have confused servicehood with some idea of ranking, that in order to serve somebody else, you have to be a lesser person.
Okay.
Okay, so they're big and they're great, so I should serve them. It's an admission about myself. But service never, never meant that somebody was a lesser person.
It's interesting.
Sometimes it actually required someone to be a greater person to actually serve. And as Christians, we know that. You know, there's no greater person than Jesus, and yet he serves.
Yeah.
But you go out today and you tell somebody, I'm a nurse, or I'm a domestic cleaner, and somehow our social ranking, that you would put all your efforts at somebody else's behest, places them lower than they really should be in our society. We need to get out there, get Downton Abbey up on the ratings, and watch.
They will after tonight.
Thanks. And also, just push this idea of service. You can be a triumphant, powerful servant.
And if that's the case, you might even hook me into these things.
Mate, I'm doing my best. I'll send you a DVD.
Mark Hadley, thanks so much. Mark Hadley, who's our resident TV reviewer. Find his work on Open House Online. .com.au, and you might just also find him in the 365 Grateful Project.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.